yesterday's Shia Tanya, Alter Rebbe describes how after God had put aside his infinite light, his infinite condition, his divine condition, and applies himself, devotes himself, and identifies himself with the Jew in creating the finite world and a finite body, a body that is coarse, a humri, in order that the person should be able to overcome that darkness and serve God in spite of his nature and thereby increase the amount of godliness in the world. This must move the person to equally put aside those things that are his nature, those things that are precious to him by his nature, and serve God with both hearts in spite of the Yetzer Hara, overcoming also even the attachment that a person has to his very life and to his sustenance. Today's Tanya for the 18th of Iyar is on page 731 in Pedek Mem Tes, chapter 49. Now, how can a physical human being come to this level? The Alter Rebbe said in yesterday's Shia, quoted the Gemara, that God created a person and dictated, commanded, that he should be devoted to his wife and children, that should be his nature, and here he has to turn his heart to God and find that same kind of a devotion for God. How can he overcome his nature? That's why before we come to the Shema, in which a person is supposed to attain this level of love of both hearts, so before we come to the Shema, the sages instituted a blessing of Yetzer. What is written in the Yetzer? There it is written and repeated at length. Inyan v'seder ha-malochim ha-imdim b'rumeilam. The service, the aveda of the angels who stand in the higher worlds. L'heidi agdulos ishal ha-kadosh baruch hu. And we are told about the way that the angels serve God in order to let us know the greatness of God. Eich shekulam b'teilim l'eidah yizbadeich. Hearing that even the higher angels are completely nullified, completely bottled to God, umashmi im biyira, and they pronounce in fear what their prayers, umakdishim, and they sanctify God, the amen biyira, kodesh, etc. What does it mean that they sanctify God? They hallow him. They say in awe and in fear, they say, holy, 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 Kleimar, and that means not that they know of his holiness or understand his holiness, but rather, Shehu muvdo mehem ve'einei mislabish behem bebechinas gili. What they're saying is not that they know his holiness, but rather that they can't fathom his holiness. Holy meaning removed and higher. Because God is removed from them, he is higher then they, he is not clothed in them, in a revealed state. Rather, where is God more revealed? He is revealed on earth, he Knesses Yisrael Lamato, specifically, in the Jews here below, Knesses Yisrael Lamailo, in the souls of Jews above, and the Yisrael Lamato Kanal, and in the Jew here below. As mentioned earlier, that God devotes himself to the physical. He identifies himself with the finite world, V'chein ho'efan in v'chayis ha'kedesh b'zash godel, and even the higher angels, called efanim, and the angels above that, called chayis ha'kedesh, they too, in great noise, in a great tumult, that comes from awe and from fear, they say, Baruch Kved Hashem Im Kamei, blessed is the glory of God. From its place, Lefi She'en Yedim U'Masigim Im Kamei, because they too, these higher angels, don't know God's place. U'Kamei She'kosuv Ki Hu Levadei Morin V'Kodesh, because he is alone, exalted and holy, higher and greater than the angels. And so the bracha that comes before the Shema is an introduction to the Shema, since the whole idea of the Shema is to be able to overcome our nature and develop a love for God in addition to and over and above the natural love with which we are created. In order to be able to do that, we need to hear and be inspired by the awe of the angels, how the angels cannot comprehend God because he is far removed, high above them. And where does God make himself known? Where does God identify himself? Not with the angels, but with the Jew here below. In the Hayyim Yom for the 18th of Iyar, Chai Iyar, the Rebbe writes that Eitel Admor HaEmtzayi, that by the Mittel Rebbe, Hoyo Lag Be'emer Miyamim Tevim HaMetzuyonim. The day of Lag Be'emer was a noteworthy Yom Tov, a Yom Tov well marked by the Mittel Rebbe. Reflect Areiz Genafenfeld, Reflect Zach Nishvashen, Abenemen Mashke, they would go out to the fields. The Rebbe didn't wash for a meal, but he did take some mashke, say l'chayim. But mitzad habriyus ateres nishgetot, by virtue of his health, he was really not supposed to take any mashke. Me'ademol gezeh nasach mefsim, and on Lag Be'emer, many miracles were performed. Dasreiv mafsim megiven benegia kinder. Most of the miracles were concerning children. On a ganz yar hat men gewart auf Lag Be'emer, and people would wait all year for Lag Be'emer because of its special nature. If we wanted to compare or relate the Hayyim Yom to what we're learning in Tanya the Alter Rebbe is saying that the love that one has for God comes from the fact that God loves the Jew. The pnimius of love of God is also love avas Yisrael, to love a fellow Jew. In the Hayyim Yom, the Rebbe is writing by the Mittel Rebbe on Lag Be'emer, most of the miracles were concerning children, and that people would wait all year for Lag Be'emer, and this came about that by the Mittel Rebbe would go out to the fields and he would take mashke, even though his health really didn't permit it. So we see here in the Hayyim Yom the Avas Yisroel that the Mittel Rebbe had for Jewish children, just as God loves Jews, even though Jews are small, finite, limited children, and that in order to bring about this love, to reveal this love, the Mittel Rebbe went out of his way. His health didn't permit it. He sacrificed his health in order to bring about the brachas and the miracles for children.